The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma.
Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 2, Episode 5. It has been a morning, Riley.
It has been a morning.
It has been a very hectic and chaotic morning.
Emma's not in a good mood.
And it's only, what is it? Only 11 a.m. today?
Yeah. Well, no, it's 10:48.
10:48. So we're not even at 11
a.m. Our day started bad at 9 a.m. Well, yours started bad at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Midnight. Literally midnight. So
who stays up till midnight?
Apparently me. So we have these live production classes. We've talked about our live productions in the past few episodes. Today we were doing a live stream assignment. So it was, again, another production, except we were live streaming it through YouTube. And I don't know a lot about live streaming. I've never live streamed before. Have you?
I've done Instagram lives.
Well, I guess, yeah.
But like not what we did.
Yeah, so this was new territory.
It was like gamer stuff almost.
Yeah, for everyone in my group. And we each had different roles. I was producer, Riley was camera operator. There was a director / OBS operator. OBS is the program which we actually used to record our video for this, but we also used it to record the video from the live stream.
Yeah, if we actually paid more attention to like what they were doing today, we might like be better off like when we have actual technical difficulties. But,
yeah.
But we couldn't watch what they were doing.
However, OBS just was deciding not to work today. Even our professors couldn't figure out some of the technical difficulties we were having. And so our live stream was a 10-minute show, but we had 9 to 10:15 to set up, rehearse.
No, we had 9 to 9:45 to set up, rehearse. And then we were supposed to go live at 9:45.
Yes. Okay, right. We were supposed to go live at 9:45. And so let's backtrack it to midnight last night. We had a call, a group call to finalize everything at 8 p.m. last night.
Yeah, 8 p.m. How late?
Yeah. And then I was doing the call sheet for this. And I was like, there's got to be more paperwork for this. Like, there's no way that we've done it all. And I went onto D2L. And of course, we needed a paperwork package. And it's literally midnight. Everyone else is asleep. And so I'm putting together this entire paperwork package. There wasn't a ton that I had to do. I mean, the one sheet was already done.
Yeah, you just had to do the treatment?
I had to do the treatment. I had to, like, put together, obviously, the whole paperwork package into one document and do the title page and the index and all of that. But I didn't finish it till like, 2:15 a.m. I texted Riley. I said, I literally just pulled this out of nowhere. And I had to leave at 7:45 a.m. in the morning. So here I am getting into bed. And of course, after all of this, I'm already worked up and I'm stressed, so I can't fall asleep. So I think I got like maybe 2 hours of sleep. I stopped at Metro and got a Celsius before this. It actually woke me up.
Yeah, I was asleep by 10. I had a great sleep last night.
Yeah, I know you did. Anyways, we get here. I'm here at 8:45.
Yeah, we got here same time.
Yeah. And it starts off good to go. We're setting up the set. We got the backdrop.
Yeah.
But then OBS starts having issues. And then before we know it, it's 9:40. And then it's 9:45. And then
and it's 9:46.
Then our professors are trying to figure it out. They can't figure it out. And then it's 10 o'clock. And we finally went live at 10:10.
Yeah.
And
we were late.
We weren't even recording.
No, we didn't even stream it.
It didn't even stream.
So we are fingers crossing that it's saved somewhere in a system and we can get a grade for this.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, our profs seem like pretty like confident that it'll be somewhere in the system.
If not, but I mean, I'm down to come back and re-record it and do it again because I don't know how much this is worth.
15%.
Lovely. Lovely.
Well, going live was 3 out of 15.
So, okay.
The assets and everything
else.
And
I don't mean to call people out, but there was a reason why we didn't go live. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. But here we are now. We've extended our recording time.
Yeah.
And then now Emma's on a random mic.
I'm on mic 3 again, however it's coming from this way.
Because two other mics aren't working. And
no.
So we're just technical difficultied out.
Yeah, when I was sitting over there, like last episode, I was looking back at this, editing the podcast for YouTube, and I was like, this is not my angle.
So here she is.
And it was so
bright.
She
wants to sit so close to me today.
Because the lights are on that side of the room.
Yeah, I guess there isn't any lights here.
Yeah, so it was like very bright. And I couldn't see Riley last episode. I was looking through
Yeah, she likes to look at me.
So this is...
She's my secret admirer.
So this is much better. Actually, talking about secret admirers, not that I have one, but...
You're admiring someone?
I was going on a walk on International Women's Day to buy some flowers because strong, independent woman, you know, as one does.
Okay.
And I left my house. I walked out of my house and literally just a couple houses down in the middle of the sidewalk, there was a brand new bouquet of pink tulips, which are my favorite flowers, by the way, just laying there on the sidewalk.
So you took them?
So I waited for a bit because I was like, what if someone's coming back for them? Like, imagine this, I don't know, boyfriend, girlfriend bought these flowers for their significant other and they get to their destination and they go to give them to them and they just aren't in the bag anymore. I was like, that's so depressing. So I waited there for a good couple of minutes, but no one came. So I just took them.
So you didn't even have to go buy flowers?
No, I didn't have to buy flowers.
Someone left them there for you.
I was like, maybe. But it was just so weird. Who drops a fresh bouquet of flowers?
Well, maybe someone was like giving them to them and then they broke up with them and then they threw them in the street.
Well, my roommate had come home 15 minutes earlier.
And they weren't there?
They weren't there. So they had been dropped in the last 15 minutes. Mm. So
maybe she dropped them for you.
Maybe she did. Maybe that's a nice little gift. Yeah. Anyways, it saved me like $20.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
My mom sends me my flowers.
Yes, your mom sends you flowers every week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with a little
note. Every 2 weeks. Yeah, with the note.
It was Stan's birthday.
Oh, it was Stan's birthday. He turned 10.
That's crazy.
I know.
Double digits.
I know, and I wasn't even there. It was so sad. He got a cake. I sent him a card. I sent him a card a week in advance. The card didn't get there till yesterday. His birthday was a day before yesterday.
Did he go get a puppy cone?
No, he didn't, but he got a birthday cake.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it said Stanley on it. And then, yeah, he had some cheese. Oh, he went for a beer. He did go for a beer with my mom.
Oh, that's good.
So he had some little sips.
I saw that on her Instagram.
Yeah. And then we did a FaceTime birthday cake thing.
Oh, very nice.
And he drooled everywhere waiting for his cake, but he had to do his photos with his cake first.
Very nice.
I always go all out for Stan's birthday.
Yeah. Well, what did we do last weekend?
Your two worlds collided.
My two worlds collided. It was quite literally a crossover episode. So my best friend from elementary school and high school came down. She's from my hometown. And we met up with Riley for dinner, and we went out in the evening. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was quite literally like my two worlds were colliding.
Yeah, we went to a country bar.
We did.
You kept me out past my bedtime. He kept me out till like 1:30.
It was not. What was it? 1:30?
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
I looked at what time my Uber was ordered. Yeah, it was 1:30. I got home. Yeah.
You said that you found a poutine outside your door in the morning.
I did.
Do you know where it came from?
I ordered it. But I fell asleep before it got there.
Yeah.
Aww. I've done that once or twice.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Dad. It was on my credit card, too. So like, when I get this lecture, it was on mine.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Actually, it was good. Me and my best friend, we got permanent bracelets. I don't know if anybody's ever gotten
But is that bracelets. Like a tattoo? You know, when you get the tattoo of someone's name and then you break up.
A little snip,
hopefully
snip.
There'll be no falling out.
No, of course not. Of course not. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was great.
You went to the art gallery, didn't you?
We did go to the art gallery. Actually, if anyone's looking for something to do in Toronto for free, the art gallery is free for people under 25. So it's a good time to go and walk around, look at the art, take photos. You can dress cute and whatever. It's actually a good time.
Emma took a lot of photos.
I did take a lot of photos.
They're on her Instagram.
They are on her Instagram. Riley did not comment #StopBullying this time.
No, because you weren't wearing pink.
I wasn't wearing pink.
I should have said #StartBullying.
Yeah, but actually the art gallery is a good one to go. I'm always looking for free things to do in Toronto. Because I feel like every time you want to do something, there's some sort of cost associated
with
it.
I've never been to the art gallery.
Do you believe that money brings happiness?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, anyone that says no is lying.
Think of all the things you can do with money. Like go on a trip.
Yeah, you could go nice restaurants.
Water park.
Well, water parks are free.
I don't think so.
Well, like, the ones in the park.
But no, but, like, an actual water park.
Oh. You want to go to a water park?
I love water parks.
Oh.
Do you not?
No.
What? Why? Except Great Wolf Lodge. Because it's just, like,
Isn't
expensive.
Great Wolf Lodge in Seattle?
I don't know. There's a few of them, I think.
Oh, is there?
But it is expensive.
Oh.
It is very expensive. I've never been. Yeah. I've been once. I went for my fifth birthday. It was a good time. I'm not gonna lie, it was a good time from what I remember at 5 years old, but it is expensive.
Yeah, we have one at Cultus Lake, so it's like an hour and a bit outside of Lake Vancouver. And it's like that's where like you would always go, like on your like last field trip of elementary school. Really? Or even high school.
Yeah, it's very kid associated.
Yeah. I think I went like one time out of high school, but that's about it. I'm not a water park.
I'm not an amusement park.
Although I do like Disneyland, but other than that.
Have you been to Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland. Never been to Disney World.
I've never been to Disneyland.
See, I think Disney. World. I would never want to go to Disney World.
Why?
Because it's fake.
What?
It's not the real one.
You think Disneyland is the real one?
Yeah. Like I would never go. I think that Florida is trying to rip off Disneyland.
What?
Yeah.
I love Disney World. We've been quite a few times.
It's not the same Donald. Like.
Oh. Actually, I have wanted to go to Disneyland, though, because they have the Avengers campus. They don't have the Avengers campus in Disney World.
Oh.
They only have that in Disneyland. Hmm. Looks cool. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
The Avengers campus? Like Marvel?
Oh.
They have like a Marvel.
Like Ryan Reynolds. Campus.
Like, well, Deadpool, I guess, but it's more so like the MCU. Oh. I guess Deadpool is coming into the MCU now. I guess you're not.
You're talking to the wrong person about this.
Well, talking about shows and movies, we've actually been watching a few shows and movies. I started watching One Day, which I heard everyone was raging about on TikTok, so I was like, I gotta get on this trend. Yeah.
Do you like it?
On the train. I do like it. So I haven't finished it yet. I know that you have, so don't spoil it. I'm on episode 11. But it took me a couple episodes to get into, for sure. But now that I'm into it, I'm so invested. I can't wait to finish it.
Yeah, I watched it, like, over reading week, and then, like, part back here. I didn't like it. I was like, everyone was like, oh my god, the ending. I was like...
So, that's what I've heard.
I was like, that was such a lame way that they could have done it. I just felt like it could have been way better done.
I've heard that everyone...
Like, I wasn't invested.
Everyone who's watched it that I know has cried at the end of it. And I'm a very emotional person when it comes to sad movies, sad TV shows. So I've already cried in the show. I've already cried. There's one part that I cried at already.
See, I love a sad show, and I love, like...
Actually, let's... spoiler warning for those who haven't seen it yet. This is your warning to click off the video. The part that I cried at was when they're in the maze, and Emma's like, I wish I didn't walk out like that. I wish I didn't walk away from you. And they're, like, talking, and then he's saying how he's getting married and having a baby, and I felt bad for her, because I think she sort of was, like, regretting her decision and what could have been in those 2 years. I don't know how it's going to end, so we'll see.
Yeah, they could have, I just say they could have done it way better. I like a sad story. It wasn't a sad story.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like it. I have 3 more episodes left.
Oh, okay. So you're almost done.
Yeah.
I've been watching, I finished Grey's Anatomy, which was very sad for like the 4th time.
Yeah.
And now I'm like stuck with nothing. So I've been watching these stupid shows on Netflix. I'm going to read you the shows that I've watched in the past 2 weeks. I finished all of the seasons.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Oh, Love on the Spectrum. Not stupid show. That's my new favorite show.
I love Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah. James on Love on the Spectrum.
I haven't finished it. I've only watched maybe half of season one.
Okay, well, he's on season one. He is an icon. My friend, he actually posted on Instagram, like, I think it was a couple weeks ago, that he was going to buy himself a laser hair removal kit.
Oh.
Because he's such a hairy body. And he posted a reel about, like, which one he should get and was, like, asking for feedback.
It's a genuine question.
Yeah. And he was telling everyone, I have a very hairy body. And so my friend Jazz has a laser studio. And she sent me the reel. And she's like, oh, my God, no way. She's like, I'm messaging him.
Do it.
And, like, she messaged him off, like, her laser account. Or I think she commented on his thing because he was, like, replying to people. And she's like, hi, James. Like, you definitely should not be buying, like, a random kit. Like, you need to go and, like, have it professionally done. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to come back. It's not going to work.
Did he respond?
No, he hasn't responded yet.
Darn.
I know.
What a perfect opportunity, though.
I know. I was like, this is so good. Because we both started watching at the same time.
But where is he from?
He's from Massachusetts.
And she's in Vancouver?
Yeah. Hmm. But, like, I was like, oh, my God, you should fly there and do his laser for him. Or you should fly him
that
in.
That would be great promo. Like, serious great promo.
I'm like, you should do that. Because she started watching this show. And James was like, he started saying like all of these things. He is like, I don't like it when plans change. I like make my plans very far in advance. He was just like going on a list, and Jazz sent me this, and she's like, James is you.
It's actually, it's a good show. It's really cute. Like, I have someone in my family that is on the spectrum, and so it definitely connects. So it,
I loved it. I was so disappointed that it ended.
Mm-hmm. They're probably going to do it. I would assume they would do another season.
I hope so. And then I started watching Australia. Australia isn't as good. I didn't fall in love with the characters.
See, you're a big reality TV person.
I am.
I'm not so much. I haven't, like, I didn't really like Love is Blind. Like,
oh, I don't watch that.
Although I've heard a lot of people talking about the new season.
Yeah.
I've had all my friends ask me, do you watch Love is Blind? I need to talk about it. And I'm like, no, I don't.
No.
Although I do like the Kardashians.
Yeah, I watched them growing up.
That I've watched, yeah. It's so interesting to see how they live their everyday lives because it's so different to our lives.
So different.
Like, extremely different. And just to see how they do basic things, or how they don't do basic things. Like, there's one episode where Chris and Kylie go grocery shopping for the first time in, I think they said, 2 years. Which is so weird that we do this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And it's not even something they think about.
They're like, oh, what is this?
Yeah. It's actually quite interesting to see how they live.
Yeah. Oh, no. Where did my note go?
Oh, no.
Here we are. Okay. I watched My Life with the Walter Boys.
I watched that, too. How did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, so have you seen this? You've seen The Summer I Turned Pretty, yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm Team Jeremiah and you're Team Conrad.
Yeah.
We go back and forth every time we watch the new episodes. So I watched My Life with the Walter Boys because I heard on TikTok it was sort of a similar storyline.
Yeah.
And I definitely think The Summer I Turned Pretty is better.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
My Life with the Walter Boys was still good. Are you Team Alex or Team Cole?
Team Cole.
Me too. Okay, we can agree on that.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Alex is cute, though. Like,
yeah,
he's genuine, but yeah, it was a good show.
But it was a good show.
There was a lot of times where I felt like Jackie wasn't as sad as
as
she should have been.
Well, I don't know. I find with some of these, because like this is like all of these are like Netflix series,
yeah.
And I find they're all the exact same. Like Sweet Magnolias is the same.
I've never seen that one.
That's a good one, but it's still like the same. It's like the happy like.
I love shows that are just corny, cheesy.
Yeah, see,
like high school.
I'm getting through my list.
I love those. It's like a guilty pleasure. Like I genuinely get excited when a new show like that comes out.
Surviving Summer. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. The Australian one.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. Well. Okay. So we got home from the bar that night,
yeah.
And I texted my mom, and I'm like, "I'm home. Good night." And then I was like, "Tell Stan I love him." I was watching this at the time. I'm like, tell Stan I can teach him how to surf if he wants.
That was a while ago, because that came out like a year ago or 2 years ago.
I guess so, yeah. There's two seasons.
I've only seen the first one then.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Second season wasn't as good. So I watched that one. Then I just watched Zero Chill.
Haven't seen that one.
It was like, these people, they moved to England for their son to play hockey, but then the sister's a figure skater. It was really stupid.
Wait, I think I've seen is this on Netflix too?
Yeah.
I think I've seen the cover for it.
Oh, okay. And now I'm on The Greenhouse something.
No idea.
It's also super stupid. But it's like...
Addicting, though?
Yeah. Well, I just started it yesterday, because these are all of... There's one more that I'm missing that I was watching. I can't remember what it was. But then I'm watching all my reality TV shows while I'm watching this, too. Because I'm caught up on all my...
Do you watch Vanderpump Bridgerton?
I watched it, but I wasn't, like... I didn't get into it. My parents watch it.
See, Bridgerton is one of my favorite shows. I just love... The production is so well done. Like, the sets, the costumes, the makeup, the hair. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the attention... It really feels like you're there. It really feels like you're in the 18th century. The amount... Because it's fiction based on fact. So, you really learn a lot about... that time.
Yeah.
And how women were treated and what women were allowed and what they weren't allowed to do. I find that super interesting.
Did you watch like Downton Abbey?
No.
Because I think that's like kind of similar.
Yes, I think so.
But I didn't watch it, but my parents watched it. And like my mom like loved it.
I've been wanting to watch The Crown too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I everything I've seen about The Crown is that the casting is like perfect.
Yeah.
And I've seen clips of it and I'm like, this is crazy. The casting. Actually, speaking of that, have you heard about
Kate Middleton?
Yes. And how she's missing?
Yeah.
And there's that photo that went out and it was like photoshopped.
Like she photoshopped it, yeah, and then she like apologized for it. But then she was seen like 2 days ago in the car with Will, but then people are saying it wasn't her or that it could be fake.
So there's so many.
But she had like abdominal surgery or something.
I don't know.
She had surgery 2 months ago and then she hasn't been seen.
There's so many conspiracies on where she is.
Yeah, and then apparently there was another one where she was seen, like, last week, like, in a car as well. But I know.
I've heard rumors that there's, like, she's ill. I've heard rumors that there's something going on with Prince William, and maybe he has, like, a mistress, and so she's out of the picture. I've heard that there's, like, a secret divorce. Like, there's so many rumors and
conspiracies. I've heard she got a BBL.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, really? That's like the main one that I've seen.
It's so
interesting. Our algorithms are very different.
And actually, my coworker at work was telling me that William flew 14 hours to talk to King Charles for 45 minutes, and then he flew 14 hours back to wherever he was coming from.
Oh, where was he coming from?
I'm not sure. But what was so important that he had to fly 14 hours to talk to King Charles for 45 minutes and then fly 14 hours back that he couldn't talk about on the phone?
Important King Prince things.
Yeah. I'm apparently. So interested.
You're invested.
I'm so invested.
And yeah, I don't know where she is. We're
both English descent.
We are.
So, yeah.
I was in England last year, like, coronation time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, I left on May 5th, because coronation was on my birthday.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be in London so bad on my birthday. But mm-hmm. then I was like, no, it's going to be insane. And it already was insane, like, the 3 days before that.
Actually,
I was there.
My grandparents were on a cruise, and it went through or stopped at England, on the coast of England, when the Queen passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was like right in the middle of their cruise, and it just, because it was very sudden when she passed away.
Yeah.
Very sudden. I think it was it like a day or 2 days or something? And when.
It was something like that. Yeah.
So they were there. Like, how could have they have known?
Yeah. That was going to happen. A family friend of ours, her parents were in England at the time that it happened. Yeah. And I guess they were in like a restaurant when it happened, and I guess like all the servers and stuff like gathered around, and like they were like so confused on what was going on. Mm. And then they came up and I guess they weren't like on their phones or anything, and so they didn't know. And then like I don't remember how they found out, but apparently it was like super dramatic, and they're like, yeah, the Queen just died.
Yeah.
And I guess it was just like England just was like depressed.
Shocked.
Yeah
I mean, she lived a really long life.
Yeah, she did.
And then, I want to know how it felt for King Charles to know every day that the next day he could have been king.
Yeah.
And he probably felt that way for, I don't know, 20 years?
Do you believe in shapeshifters?
Shapeshifters. That's an odd question. Why?
Well, because I think that the royal family are shapeshifters.
Oh. Why?
Like, they're lizards.
Oh. I don't think I believe in shapeshifters. Interesting.
I've seen the evidence.
You've seen the evidence?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emma's uncomfortable.
Do you believe in time travel?
No.
See, I think that's... I don't know how I feel about it. I've seen photos online. And
like traveling, like in time?
In time, yeah.
No, I feel like that's made up.
Yeah.
But shapeshifters are not.
Well, if you ever see a shapeshifter, let me know.
I will. I'll show you a video after this.
Okay, perfect. I just want to know what you're talking about.
Okay. And on that note.
On that note, thanks for listening to Conflicted Chaos Episode 5. Hopefully the rest of the day is less chaotic than it was this morning.
Hopefully.
But you know what? These things happen.
What are you doing after this?
I'm working after this.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Very fun, actually. Very fun.
It's Pi Day.
Pi Day?
Pi Day, 3.14.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, National Pi Day.
Yeah, it is National Pi Day.
No, but, like food.
Yeah. It's, like, so, like, all the pizza places in Toronto and stuff are doing, like, deals and stuff on their pizza. Like, Pi Day.
Oh, maybe I'll get some pizza.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do for dinner.
Well, we'll see you next week, guys.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.